I salute thy voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You want to help me welcome someone on your left and right? Tell the person you are welcome to the house of God. And tell him you and your family will remain in safety this year. No evil will happen to you and your family. Because of you, they will be protected. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
I said, because of you, they will be protected. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Clap your two hands one more time. Speak to you shortly on what I call preservation by God. Clap your
hands.
Many are times we have entered into a new year with all hopes, but all of a sudden evil begins to happen to somebody, either to you, either to a close relation, and it some way, somehow has a way it changes the whole year for you.
Na ebreni brain mu nyina no sey wura afefufuro bi mu sey a ubo se adeboni bi etime to ana se wabusua bi ana obi oben wo ema afenu mu enema ebeye yi nyina na obi bia asesa.
But I pray for you that in the year 2024 evil is not permitted around you.
Na afia ye wura ma year 2024 idi eboni biara ento de biara da.
If your amen is loud, you are going to be protected by God. When I talk about preservation, I'm talking about you being kept away from harm. You plus your entire family and all that concerns you being kept away from evil. So I pray for 100 people here right now that 2024 you will not taste any form of evil.
Amen.
I said 2024 you will not taste any form of evil.
Amen.
That the Lord's hand shall cover you.
Amen.
That no evil that is meant and purposed to destroy your life will ever locate you.
Amen.
If you are the one, let me hear your amen.
Amen.
Clap your two hands if you believe that. It is clear through scriptures that God is a protector and a defender of his people.
Na yatwe ewo twe nu mu ese Awurade Nyankopon ono ankasa ene oko na ono ankasa ene obo ne ma ehu ban.
Sometimes even people who have turned against God, God still has a way of showing them mercy and protecting them.
Na Nyankopon pa omopon ho achi ama Nyankopon po no Awurade ewo kwa ofo so no bo ehu ban.
That is why sometimes you wonder why certain wicked people in life and in your family are still alive.
Edu ti ena eto de bre bi ana ye onwa se akwa trimodin fo ti abusue mu ese nko ndi.
Because even Cain, after he killed his brother, Bible says that, and the Lord made a mark on Cain so that nobody will kill Cain.
Now, 2024,
I make a mark on your forehead. Nobody can touch you. No evil can befall you. And all that concerns you. Say, I receive the mark of the blood. Say, I receive the mark of the blood. I enter into the months ahead of you, 2024. From February all the way to December. Wherever there is evil waiting for you, May the blood of Jesus shield you against it.
Amen.
May the blood of Jesus defend you against it.
Amen.
Your entire year is covered by the blood.
Amen.
Lay your hands on your head and say, I carry the mark of Christ. So I cannot be wasted. Say, I cannot be wasted. Whether I go through the valleys of the shadow of death, I cannot be wasted. Clap your two hands for Jesus. Do it better, do it better, do it better.
Bonsem.
All through scriptures, we have examples of preservation that happened by God. How God preserved people. The first example is the preservation of Adam and Eve. The Bible says that after they had sinned, they could have been destroyed. But Genesis 3 verse 21, God killed an animal, used the blood of the animal to cover them, and used the skin of the animal to cover them. So God preserved Adam and Eve both physically and spiritually by the blood and the body of that animal. And that is the same word Jesus did for us in Leviticus 17:11. He died, and by his blood and his body, he rescued all of us.
Number 2
is their son, Cain, like I mentioned earlier. God made a mark on his forehead in Genesis 4:14-15 and said, Cain, nobody can kill you, even though you have killed your brother. I forgive you. Nobody can kill you. And so Cain enjoyed divine protection from God even after killing his own brother. I pray that you also enjoy that protection.
No
matter the evil you have done. No matter the evil you have committed, I declare in the name of Jesus that God will protect you. God will protect you. I said, God will protect you. The third example is the preservation of Abraham. God protected Abraham plus his wife. The other day, when Abimelech, the king, took his wife, Sarah, to marry Sarah and take Sarah from him. Bible says in Genesis 20 verse 3 that God appeared to the king in the middle of the night and told him, you are a dead man because the woman you have taken belongs to my servant. You are a dead man. I pray that may God reveal himself to any enemy of your life. I said this year God will reveal himself to anybody planning to do you evil.
Amen.
At your workplace, anybody trying to do you evil, in your school, anyone trying to do you evil, in your family, in your house, anyone who is planning your downfall, may your God appear to them.
Amen.
I said, may the God of this house appear to them.
Amen.
And tell them that you are a dead man. May they be dead people by the end of this year.
Amen.
Clap your two hands for the Lord. The preservation of Jacob. God preserved Jacob.
Just like
his grandfather Abraham. In Genesis 31 verse 24, the Bible says that when Laban was planning to do Jacob evil, was planning to attack
Jacob,
God appeared to him in Genesis 31 verse 24. And God told him in the middle of the night, be very careful how you talk to my servant Jacob. This year, God is going to warn certain people because of you. Oh, your amen can be a loudest amen.
Amen.
Your amen can be a loudest amen.
Amen.
Your amen can be a loudest amen. God will appear all of a sudden to a certain witch who wants to drink your blood. A certain man who has been harassing you in your workplace. All of a sudden, God will appear to him. I will tell you, be very careful how you talk to that, my brother. Be very careful how you talk to that, my friend. Be very careful how you deal with this sister. Receive divine preservation. Receive divine preservation. Receive divine preservation. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Examples of preservation by God. That's what I'm dealing with now. So the preservation of the Jews. In Esther chapter 4. All the way to 9, we saw how God protected the Jews
From the annihilation, their enemies planned for them. From chapter 4 verse 16 all the way to chapter 9 verse 1 and 2. God delivered the Jews from being destroyed by Haman and the enemies. Then the preservation of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. One of the stories I enjoy so much. Daniel chapter 3 verse 24. The Bible says that after they were thrown into the fire, the king said, I thought I put three people there. How come there are four? And the fire is not burning them.
The fire is not burning them.
I pray for somebody here that this year, no matter the fire the devil kindles for you, that fire will lack the power to destroy you. Your amen can be a believer's amen. No matter the fire you are thrown into, you will survive that fire. I don't know the trouble the enemy is planning for you. If you must enter, when you enter it, you will come out better. I said you will come out better. I will survive every fire this year. I will survive every temptation this year. I will survive every attack this year. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Oh, do it better, do it better, do it better. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The preservation of Daniel. The preservation of
Daniel.
When Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, the Bible said that the king, in Daniel chapter 6, 19-24, the king said, oh Daniel, has your God been able to save you? And Daniel said, my king, live long, for the Lord has sent his angels to come and shut the mouth of the lion. This year, some lions that are roaring against you, they are going to go silent forever.
Amen.
Certain lions in your family, they will go silent forever.
Amen.
Certain lions in your office, they will go silent forever.
Amen.
Certain lions hunting your marriage, they will go silent forever.
Amen.
We shut their mouth forever.
Amen.
Clap your two hands for the Lord. Then the preservation of baby Jesus when he was born. Baby Jesus. Matthew chapter
2,
verse
13
to
14.
The Bible says that after Herod decided to finish Jesus and to destroy Jesus, the Bible says that God sent an angel who appeared to Joseph in a dream.
Yeah,
God uses dreams a lot to save people. Don't joke with your dreams. In a dream. And the Bible said he told him that pick this little child and run for your life. It is not every battle we fight. Certain battles you must run. Oh yeah. The Christians think that because God is with them, they have to fight every battle.
No.
God's wisdom can help you to know which battles to fight and which battles to excuse yourself from it. Not everything that you have to answer. It's not everything
that you have to say.
Over here, God told God, if Herod were to kill Jesus, now Jesus is God, you can just work a miracle. There are unnecessary battles. May you avoid them. I said certain unnecessary battles, may you not waste your energy, may you avoid them. Receive the wisdom to be selective in what to face and what not to do. David, when he was in the city of Keala, when they wanted to betray him, Bible said that David just prayed to the Lord and God told him that, listen, Saul is coming, he will kill you and all your people around.
A giant killer.
God said, this year you will not make a mistake that will cost you and your family in the name of Jesus.
It's
like God reveals to you that don't go. You say, God, I will go. Be with me. I'm not afraid of
that
is a wrong battle. God said, don't go. God said, don't. I was telling somebody this week. God has made you see the problem ahead. You are still going to marry. You are still going to marry this person. God has made you. You have seen.
You are still
going to put your head into it.
So now, what they are saying,
you have to run for your life.
Everybody must enter.
There are certain things you must use wisdom to overcome it.
The battle between
David and Goliath was not won by courage, it was won by wisdom.
Now,
you didn't get what I just said. I said the battle between Goliath and David was not by wrestling.
Was it wrestling?
Was it by who is powerful?
Where did
David stand to defeat Goliath?
David
would have been rolled into a ball. A little closer to Goliath that talent me didn't cut in time. Hey, it's not every battle we fight. Tell somebody it's not every battle. That's why some of you can't overcome a certain temptation. A certain addiction because you are not using wisdom. You see, you know you are not supposed to be there. You are there. You are saying, God, give me strength. You are not supposed to pick the phone. You are picking. You say, God should give you strength. You are not supposed to sit in the room. You are sitting in the room. You say, somebody should come and knock.
Who should come and knock?
You are counting by count of seven. Jesus, if you don't want me to do it, somebody should come. Nobody will come. You are not using wisdom.
No, don't
understand what I'm saying. That somebody from this day to avoid unnecessary battles.
Amen.
Amen. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Some of you, your parents' battles, you are taking over. You are taking over. Your mother doesn't talk to somebody. You too, you don't talk to the
president. Somebody
don't talk in the class or in the office. You too, because you're a friend of them. You are going to inherit the fight. Meanwhile, you could have reserved your anointing for better battles. Instead of wasting it fighting unnecessary battles. I don't know why I've wasted time here, but maybe it is somebody's key. Maybe it's somebody's key for this year. Amen. So he ran away. In verse 19 to 20, then the angel came back in a dream and said, now go back, because the one who is looking for him to kill him is dead.
How does God preserve?
If God will preserve you this year, how is he going to do it? Number one, he preserves by his own presence.
He preserves
his children by himself. By his presence, by his visitation. In Genesis 20 verse 3, it is God himself who appeared to Abimelech himself and said, "You, you are a dead man,
is God." In Psalm 91,
the verse of said, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, he who is in the presence of God himself, he shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty."
Verse 11,
he said, "Because you have made God your habitation, your house, your hiding place, therefore no evil shall befall you, neither will any plague come near you." So because you have made him your habitation, verse 10, go to verse. Because you have made him your hiding, or because you have God himself with you, he is going to preserve you. This year, by divine presence, may God preserve you. I said, may God preserve you.
Amen.
I said, may God preserve you.
Amen.
So it's from verse 9, okay? May God preserve you. Alright, then, number 2, by his word. How will God preserve you? By his word. Psalm 107 verse 20, he said, "For he sent forth his word, he healed them and delivered them from all their destruction." So God may not come by himself, but God's word, as I'm preaching now and as you are reading and as you are hearing, God's word brings preservation and protection.
So
if the word of God is able to protect, I stretch forth my hands and I send forth the word of God into every life here, that 2024, by the preachings of the word, may you be protected every week. May you be protected every week. May you be covered every week. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. So the word of God you read, that's why you have to be reading the word in your home. Because God will protect you each day through his word. Psalm 91 verse 4, he says that his truth shall be your shield and your buckler. That means no quarry, his truth, his word. And John 17:17 says the word is truth. So when he says his truth shall be your shield, what it means is that the word of God will be a shield around you. The word of God that you know is what protects you. That is why when you wake up from a dream and the devil wants to attack your life, the devil wants to kill you, you have to remember the word of God and quote that the Bible says, "I will not die, but I will live." That is the truth that is protecting you. Why somebody come to you and tells you that, "Charlie, do you know that in our family everybody dies when you get to a certain age? It's like we cannot grow old. Then the truth of God's word comes into your heart. Then the Bible says that for the number of thy days you shall
fulfill.
So you can answer the person and tell the person that it is minus me, because the Bible says the number of my days he will fulfill. You will fulfill your years in the name of Jesus. You will fulfill your years in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will not lose even a single day God created you with. If you are supposed to live to 150 years, you will fulfill all. If you are supposed to be a 90, you will fulfill all.
Amen.
If you are supposed to be 100, you will fulfill all. Say, the number of my days, I will fulfill. I will not die young. Jesus died young so that I will live long. Oh, come on, announce it. Jesus died young so that I will live long. The Bible says that he died for us all, so I will not die. Can I hear an amen?
Oh, can I hear an amen?
Clap your two hands for the truth of the
word.
Now that is how to use the word of God to defend yourself. When you hear something, when you see something, when you see sickness in your body, you speak the word of God. You serve the Lord, and you will take sickness from your body. I can't carry that typhoid. I can't carry that fever. I can't carry that insanity. I can't carry that dysentery. I can't carry that cholera. I can't carry that HIV. Why? Because I serve God. Therefore, by His stripes, I am healed. That is His truth that is protecting you. This year, may the word of God protect you. That is why you must know the word by reading it and by coming to church every Sunday as we are preaching. The word that is
waiting.
Tell somebody, don't miss any service this year. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Number three, by His voice. By His voice. Matthew 2 verse 13. By His voice. The voice of the Lord spoke to Joseph. I said, carry the boy. Send him
away.
And the voice came back in verse 19 to 20. He said, bring him back. In 1 Samuel 23 verse 12, David consulted God in prayer, and the voice of God came, and the voice of God directed him and told him that, listen, leave this place, because when Saul comes, these people will betray you, and Saul will kill you and all your
soldiers. This
year, your ears will not be deafened to the voice of God. I pray for you, everybody, put your hand on your two ears. I pray for you that this year your ears are open to the voice of God. I say your ears are open to the voice of God.
Amen.
Wherever there is trouble, may you hear the voice of God direct you out of it.
Amen.
Wherever there is loss, may you hear the voice of God redirect you.
Amen.
Wherever there will be danger, may you hear the voice of God redirect you.
Amen.
Wherever there is accident, may you hear the voice of God redirect you.
Amen.
May you never fall into any fire.
Amen.
May you never fall into any trouble.
Amen.
May you never fall into any issue.
Amen.
May the God of this house, may He speak to you.
Amen.
May your ears be open now. Shall I receive it?
I receive it.
From today, the voice of God will speak to you. You say, you may not hear it like some of us in the office may hear it. But you will sense it. You will sense that there's something wrong about this guy. There's something like, oh, I don't want to go. I don't feel like having that business deal with
me.
It looks like something is telling me that I should go. Something is telling me I should do that. Have you been hearing that voices? Oh, you have not been hearing those voices at all. That is the voice of God. It can use your own voice to talk to you. You will not hear like
we may
be. It may be like your own voice speaking to you. I hear what I'm saying at all. It may be like your own voice, but one ya unse na bibie so say, I didn't
cry. It's
the voice of God that is speaking to you in a very simple way. Sometimes you feel it. Don't joke with the things you feel and sense when you're about to make a decision. It is one of the ways God is going to deliver you this year.
The things you will feel
and you will sense, don't take them for granted. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Clap your two hands for the Lord. Number four, by the blood. By the blood of Jesus, God preserves His children. In Genesis 3 verse 21, when God came to the garden after Adam had sinned and was doomed for destruction, God killed an animal which was a symbol of what Jesus is going to become. sacrifice an animal, shed the blood, so that the blood can protect Adam.
Na ebra onyankopon ehu se Adam ene Eve aye bone no Awurade nyankopon ekum aboa ene ma aboa no emoja no so se ne ebe ya ombenya enkwa san so ene enam Yesu Kristo moja no so na yenya
Awurade and in Exodus chapter 12 and 13 the Bible says that and the blood shall be a token, a symbol for you on your doors, and when I see the blood I will pass over you and I will not destroy you.
Were we not here when Ebola came? No matter what is coming.
You will survive it. Let your amen be a tenderous one.
Amen.
I said, no matter what is also coming, and the name doctors who are scribing, you will be a survivor. It will not kill you. It will not destroy you. It will not harm you. Receive that preservation in the name of Jesus. Bible says that, and when I see the blood, I'll pass over you.
Now, Bible says,
whatever seems to be wasting the lives of family members, I apply the blood on your forehead today. Whatever is wasting men, whatever is wasting women in your family, I command that it is wiped out. It is destroyed in the name of Jesus. It is destroyed in the name of Jesus. It is destroyed in the name of Jesus. Drop your two and say, I escape. Say, I escape. Enemy arrows. Say, I escape. Diseases. With name and without name. Discovered and yet to be discovered. Say, I escape. Say, 2024. I will not be a victim of any unfortunate incident in the name of Jesus. Say, by the blood of Jesus. Say, I apply the blood over my life, my children, my family, my job, my career, my education. Say, I apply the blood. Say, I cannot be wasted. Say, not my head, not my blood. Say, not my beloved. Say, we are covered by the blood of Jesus. Clap your two hands for the Lord. As I am prophesying, it's happening in the spiritual. It's happening. God is marking you with his blood like that. Nobody seated under the sound of my voice will be buried this year. Nobody, I speak as the prophet of God over your life. That every death plot, every coffin, every obituary, every gift that has been given to anybody here, I command in the name of Jesus, it catches fire. It catches fire. It catches fire. It catches fire. Whether by accident or sickness or curse, I command it is broken. It is broken. It is broken. Say, I will live long. Say, I will cross 2024. Me and my family. In the name of Jesus. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Do it better. Do it better. Do it better. Revelation 12:11. Revelation 12:11 says, and they overcame him by the blood and by the words of their testimony. So by the blood of Jesus, we will be victorious over death.
Now see, your name Jesus Christ, God
miss any communion service in this church. Every month we do communion service.
A
time will come when we have enough resources. It will be every week. Every Wednesday. Because we overcome by the blood. We must make sure always the blood is flowing in our
body. If he said, Danny Dejina, I was saying,
sicknesses will disappear. We will uproot any seed of disease that have been planted in you. Hallelujah. Number five, way God preserves is by angels, the ministry of angels.
Psalm 34:7.
Ministry of angels. And the angel of the Lord encamped round about them that fear him. The angel of the Lord, they encamp around those who fear God, around the children of God.
The Bible said they encamped around the children of God.
That is you in the spirit. I said, that is you in the spirit. Angels have encamped around you.
If he said, above for a
tell somebody, I'm not alone. Come on, announce to somebody, I'm not alone. Tell somebody, I have encamping angels. Tell him, I have encamping angels. Say, I don't walk alone. I walk with my angels. I sit in the car with my angels. I ride with my angels. I'm in school with my angels. I'm in church with my angels. I enter the office with my angels. I come to the market with my angels. I am in my home with my angels. When I am sleeping, I am encamped by my angels. When I am fasting, I am encamped by my angels. When you bring me a poisonous food, I am encamped by my angels. When you are calling my name and performing motions in the spirit, I am encamped by my angels. When you are using my picture against me, I am encamped by my angels. When you take my dress and you are pouring libations and things on it, I am encamped by my angels. That is why I cannot die. That is why I cannot be wasted. That is why I cannot be destroyed. Somebody, are you here with me? Son, I am the one. Say the encamping angels. Say the encamping angels. Clap your two hands. You don't know who you are messing with, devil. Say, devil, you don't know who you are messing with. Say, devil, you don't know who you are joking with. I carry angels. I'm engulfed by angels. I'm surrounded by angels. Sir, yes! Clap your two hands for the Lord. I'm telling you. The other day, my car, myself, and then one of our elders, we got to a junction, and when I got here, the car came from this way and just stopped right at my door. Right at my door.
I was going this way.
He can't hit me. I can't die. I have an assignment. Angels are encamped around me. The other day we were going.
And then
we had boom. The tire got burst. Boom.
Tire pie.
It's not this my car.
And that car we
a public transport. Boom. I was going with one of our. The car. Boom. Everybody shouting.
One of my tire the pie then go
for. My son with me shouting. Then I lifted up my head. Then I told him, don't worry, I'm in the car.
Now the car said, oh,
I'm in the car. Listen. I didn't think about it. Did you understand? I didn't plan it. I was sleeping in the car. So I just woke up and Jesus. And when I opened my mouth, what was in my heart? The dream in my heart. The word of God in my heart. I told Uncle Sam, don't worry, I am in the car. What do I mean? My angels are with me. My accompanying angels are with me. Because of me, the car cannot crash. That is why a car I was in front, no seat belt. Somersaulted about 5 times.
And the car had me any accident.
Sege Bridge. Those of you who know Sege.
What would name Sege Bridge?
Under the Sege Bridge, enter there.
That is the old Sege Bridge. And I say, I'm a car, no cocoa share.
Many gusu. My pastors were with me. Pastor Cole, Pastor Enoch, Uncle Sam. Everyone was shouting. Then the car landed under the bridge, bang, with the roof. So the car should crash us. I don't have any seatbelt.
Nothing.
Some of them who were around me, they had cats. One of my pastors, we rushed him to the hospital right there. Others had cats on them. I was sitting in front. I didn't have seat belt. Broken roof. She ain't coming. She ain't seen me. Like I came out. No car. The policeman asked, are you sure you are from this car? Are you sure? We couldn't pick the car. After today, the car is bought. We couldn't pick the car. Are you following what I'm saying?
So the
what was covering me? It was my encamping angels. When the car landed and they were shouting, I was quiet. They thought I was dead. In run moon I call that. And I ye teach that for and I tithe also. And I be there pie. And we're under. I was from crusade. That is a secret crusade when we come. Ha. Then they were all shouting. So at a point they saw the Jesus. And they saw that I was Christ, which means I'm dead. Then they started, Daddy. Tell somebody I am not here to die. I have an assignment. I have a destiny. I have a vision. If God has not finished with me, no devil can finish me. If God has not finished with me, no demon can finish me.
You
are shouting. Then I told them, I'm here.
And I'm catching him.
I'm here. Cool down. They came and they had cats. I didn't have a single cat. Cool down. Say encamping spirit. Listen, what I'm trying to tell you is that this year, whoever would dare to drop anything on your chair, the angels of God will strike. I'm telling you that anybody who will come and put anything in front of your shop, the angels of the Lord that are around, they will strike them.
Amen.
Your angels are awake. Say, my angels are awake. Say, my angels are alive now. Clap your two hands for
them.
Encamping angels.
Above four, which I was here, a child a pursue.
Wherever you find yourself, you are with your angels. Believe it.
Baby Pierre, Ubemus, Ubiano, Jidin, say, when you are above four,
and Psalm 91 to say, for he will give his angels charge over you. Verse 11, he will give his angels charge over you. So that they will keep you, so that you don't touch
your after one, Casa, Unquenina, Eddie Ashon, some.
Actually, I don't joke with the angels, so because I know them. And I work with them. So I believe in the eyes. Listen, me when I say something, God showed it to me some time ago. So since then, I realized that I must not joke with what I'm doing. Because when I say something, I see angels on top speed. Then they are doing it. I say something. That is why this morning I am speaking over your life. That everyone here under the sound of my voice, you will cross 31st without any problem. You will never be buried this year. It doesn't matter who doesn't agree. I agree with God, with the Holy Spirit, and with my angels. And I declare that you will be in safety. You will be in protection. You will not die before your time. You will not crash. You will escape the plans of your enemies. But though you walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, you will not fear any evil. For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Sometimes, because you are afraid of the devil. Gehazi said, Master, we are dead. The king has sent chariots and they are here to arrest us. Then Gehazi said, my son, calm down. Calm down. Because they that are with us are more than they that have come to arrest us. Then the Bible says that Elisha prayed for Gehazi's spiritual eyes to be open. When his spiritual eyes opened, then he saw angels on horses on fire. Millions surrounding all of them. Then Gehazi said, I now know why you are snoring and you are relaxed.
Amen.
From today, God will give you a good sleep. Those witches that have been chasing you in your dreams, harassing your children, screaming,
in
the name of Jesus, I command them to leave.
Amen.
The next time they visit your home, may the encamping angels strike them down.
Amen.
The next time they rise to attack your children, may the encamping angels strike them down.
Amen.
The next time they come to scatter your business, may the encamping angels strike them down.
Amen.
Clap your two hands for them.
I'm
finishing.
Miriam,
very, very important. Number 6, by his terror, he creates fear around you. Genesis 35, verse 5. He creates fear. He makes your enemies fear you. He creates terror of God was upon the cities that were round about. The Lord created terror. Where your enemies are now afraid of you. It's a beautiful thing. Where you are walking, where you know they don't like you, but you are in charge. Everybody knows they don't like you, but you are in charge. What a shock. You know, God did that recently among people who don't like me. Then God
bypassed me.
Around here. When they set a big table, high table, big one, I was the one who was called to come and sit on it. Just last week. I was sitting on the high table. I know most of the people there don't like me. I know some of them, they say very bad thing about me and the church. I know they don't like me. But why am I on the high table? I don't understand. But I sat on the high table. In fact, I sat on it well. And I told Pastor Cook, charm me. My wife was afraid. Say, don't go. You know these people, they don't go. I said, you don't understand. That afternoon, when I sack everybody, everybody go. Because I was there, I was praying. I said, God, why me? Why should I be the one on the high field, knowing that my left, my right, around me, I am not really liked. Why? Then God appeared to me. I was lying here. Then God appeared to me, and God told me, that is the opinions of others. I have my own opinion. I have my own opinion. Then I came out of the vision. Then I told Uncle Sam, bow wire. Let's go. And I have him. Let's go. Then the scripture came to me. Thou set a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Everyone was surprised. Hey, on one. I said, wait there, mommy, in penance them. Hey, now, wait, we only now come down. Hey, now. They wonder how I'm there. But God says, I have my own opinion. Set a table before me. Afterwards, I have to bless before we can go. I took the mic. Everybody get up. Peter, I'm sorry. Go back, I'm sorry. Me, I'm crying, Michael. Oh, Nyami, go at time for any man. That's how. Oh, go at time for any man. Almost they will never wear. Sorry, Papa Ben. You're bad. I think Nyami, mommy, that's why we need call. I feel Mr. Sorry, my mom. Upo umpo, me know I am sorry. Upo umpo, my mom. Clap your two hands.
Constance, I'm ready.
Hey, God! He's a fantastic God. And as I sat there, I just knew that God is up to something. Clap your two hands for the Lord.
Constance, I'm ready.
Which number am I?
Number 6.
His terror. Number 7. By wall of fire. Zechariah 2:5. God creates a wall of fire around you. On creative mouth. Number 8. By his blessing. God gives you a blessing. When God blesses you, it protects you. Isaiah 65 verse 8, it says that do not destroy it, for there is a blessing in it. When there is a blessing on you, the devil can't destroy you. May you carry that blessing from today. Then the final one, number 9, by anointing. And that is what we are going to do right now before we leave here. By the anointing. Psalm 105 verse 15. The Bible says that from, read from verse 13, 14, they went from one place to another. He didn't allow any king to hurt them, any nation to attack them. Why? He says, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. Touch not my anointed. That means when you are anointed, the devil cannot touch you. As this anointing comes on your head, you are rendered untouchable. I said you are rendered untouchable. I said you are rendered untouchable. As the anointing comes upon you, your business will be untouchable. The work of your hands will be untouchable. Shout, I am untouchable. Say, I am untouchable. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. I am untouchable. I am untouchable. By the anointing. 2 Samuel 1, verse 21. When Saul died and David was crying, David said, oh, how can you die like someone who was not anointed? That means those who are anointed, they don't die by heart.
Now, Ebra saw a we are not David at all. Ever can say, ah, I die and I would say, Obia and was any so.
Because Saul had lost the anointing. When
you carry
the anointing, the devil cannot touch you.
If it's a Mostrano, I was so upon some to me financial and
like ask yourself, who demon Bakuna was so no shiny, I will like you. Demon bakun or tata or no, she said they were brewing in him. Now, me soft when I'm a jina hano. Now, who say, me koha, my coaches into koha, my coaches into koha, my coaches into koha, maybe a bomb pyre mount, not demon in me, my koha, not demon wasting me, my koha, not demon in me. Before we close the night, my koha can't demons bear 20 to koha. It's a midasotiasi. Omuntimin kumi, me discipline omo, midasotiasi. Why? Because of the anointing. I carry spirit. I carry spirit. That's why they cannot. So you too, you are going to carry the anointing. And any family member you brought here is going to carry the anointing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Clap your two hands for the Lord.
Bon,
rise up to you.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.